From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Now that the holiday shopping season is finally drawing to a close, retailers are bracing for a wave of returns. While many customers just want to bring back gifts they don't want, stores have to be extra cautious this time of year. As Marketplace's Rima Krace reports, that's because retailers will likely be stuck with millions of dollars in fraudulent returns.
Last holiday season, return fraud was a $2 billion problem. That's according to Bob Morocco with the National Retail Federation.
Return fraud in general during the holidays rises from about 2% of sales to about 3.5% of sales.
So what are these return scams? Well, some people make up fake invoices and inflate the prices. There is something called wardrobing. Buy a fancy dress, wear it to a party, and return it. And there are shoplifters who steal, then bring things back.
They really want to convert it to cash because that's what the criminal is after.
Morocco says more than 90% of stores experienced those losses last year, and the cost likely to be passed on to the consumer. Retail expert Brett Beamer heads up America's research group. He says of the independent stores that closed last year, 11% say it's related to theft or fraud.
They don't have the capital that big companies have. Also don't have the security systems that big companies may have.
Beamer says during this time, some retailers tighten their return policies. But it can be a tricky game. You don't want to tighten them so much that you turn off loyal customers. I'm Rima Krace for Marketplace.